Welcome to today's episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. It's all about faith, understanding, encouragement, and life. Be blessed by this episode. Blessed be God, it's a joy to come your way with God's word. John chapter 13, the verse number 4 and the verse number 5. So he got up from supper, laid aside his robe, took a towel, and tied it around himself. Next, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet and to dry them with a towel tied around him. So Jesus sits at table with the disciples. He institutes the Lord's Supper, or the Holy Communion. And right after that, in a very unusual fashion, he picks a towel and wraps the towel around himself, pours water into a basin, and he begins to wash the feet of the disciples. Everyone is puzzled, and Peter obviously tells him, "I cannot permit you to wash my feet, because you are my Lord, you are my master." Then Jesus said, "You don't understand what I'm doing, but later you will understand." Peter still insists, "I will not allow you to wash my feet." Then Jesus says, "If I don't wash your feet, you have no part with me." Obviously, Peter is strongly inclined towards Jesus. And so now he says, "If washing my feet makes me identify with you, don't just wash my feet, but my whole hands and my head." Then Jesus says that you're already clean, because the one who has taken a bath only needs to wash their feet. Finally, Peter gives in. Jesus washes his feet and all the feet of the disciples. In verse number 12, it says, "When Jesus had washed their feet and put on his robe, he reclined again and said to them, 'Do you know what I have done for you?'" 13, "You call me teacher and Lord. This is well said, for I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. 15, for I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done for you." So the washing of the feet of the disciples, Jesus says, it is an example of humble service. As I have washed your feet as your Lord, you must be able to do same for each other. You must be able to wash each other's feet. It takes humility to take someone's feet in your hands and wash it and wipe them clean. And Jesus says, if as your Lord, I'm able to do this, you must be able to do so among yourselves. You must be able to do so for each other. He sends an example to them. He gives them a signal. Humble yourself and serve each other. Humble yourself in service. Do not think of yourself so superior. Do not see anything to be beneath you and undignifying. But the attitude of humility to serve is what you should embrace. And he led that by his own example, so that as followers of Jesus, knowing that this is the extent our Lord will go to teach us a lesson and drive home his point, we must always be willing and ready to humble ourselves in service to each other for the sake of God's kingdom. And this is the lesson of Jesus washing the feet of his disciples. He says, "For I have given you an example," verse number 15 of John 13, "for I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done for you." The Lord bless you. Shalom, peace, and life to you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. Till I come your way next time, grow in faith, increase in understanding, give encouragement, enjoy life in Christ.